If you've ever been to our home, it wouldn't take long for you to realize how much Mrs. Lipsy and I love flowers. Flowers are an amazing creation of God. The colors, the patterns, the designs, the fragrance, the textures, they're just so beautiful. And of course, they reflect the beauty and glory of the Lord, who designed them and makes them to grow. But God created flowers for more reasons than just our pleasure. Like with so many, many creations of His, flowers are given to teach us important lessons. And the Bible tells us about that. So we begin today with beautiful flowers. Pastor Vanderhoek touched on this in a recent video meditation. How the Lord Jesus and the church describe each other's beauty by comparing one another to a flower. In Song of Solomon 2, we read, "I am the rose of Sharon." And then again, "As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters." When Jesus would talk about believers not having to worry about having enough clothing, he said that the lilies of the field were more glorious than King Solomon's finest clothing. And when Isaiah wrote about how God would help and bless his children as they travel through the wilderness of this life, he wrote, "The desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose," meaning God will turn even the deepest afflictions into blessings for His worn and weary people as they travel heavenward. So God uses flowers to talk about beauty, comparing Himself and His people and His ways with His people to beautiful flowers. But children, when God speaks about how His people will be beautiful, once they leave this life and enter heaven, he talks about the beauty they will have then in much grander terms. For example, in Daniel 12, verse 3, he says, "They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament," meaning the sky, "and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." That's beautiful. In Matthew 13, 43, Jesus says of them, "Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father." But as glorious as we who trust in Christ by faith will be, there will be a glory in heaven that is far, far greater than that. God's glory will be supremely glorious, indescribably glorious. The Apostle John just got a brief glimpse of the glory of Jesus now in heaven. And when he saw that glory, he fell down as one that had no life in him. And that has been the response of every believer in the Bible who had even a sight of God's great glory. So flowers are indeed beautiful, and we may enjoy them much. The believer, by the grace and work of the Holy Spirit, is beginning to show signs of glory and beauty, but the best is yet to come. Believers in glory will be perfectly glorious, while the Lord God, whom they love and will serve forever, has the ultimate glory. Wilting flowers. Flowers, as beautiful as they are a very delicate plant. We have to be so, so gentle when we handle them, because if we're not, we can spoil them and cause them to wilt. If they don't get enough water, if they don't get enough sun, same thing happens. When we try to transplant them or start them by seed, we need to give great care, especially at the beginning, to keep them alive. So flowers are tender, delicate, easily ruined if we're not careful. Now children, God compares us people, to flowers in this way. Several times in the Bible, God says man is like a flower, strong and beautiful in the morning, but withered away or cut down by the end of the day. So we might feel strong and healthy one day, but then feel very ill that same day or the next. We might be alive and enjoying life at the start of the day, but without warning, might have our life taken from us by evening. Now, some cut flowers are very beautiful. We buy them or receive them as a present, and then we put them in a vase with water, and they can look so pretty in our home for a while. But sooner or later, they wilt and die. And that's a picture of our life, children. Ever since Adam and Eve sinned against God in the Garden of Eden, man is more like a cut flower than one growing in the soil. That we may be very beautiful or handsome, strong or talented, but that won't last forever. We get old and must die. Or we might even die when we're young or middle-aged. So in order to be a truly strong and beautiful flower, we need the Son of God to shine on us and the outpouring of the Spirit to water our souls. But even for the God-fearing who have Jesus and the Spirit, there comes a time when God calls them to heaven, to home. And then our time on earth comes to an end. But for God's people, then they really begin to shine, to truly be glorious in heaven. Restored flowers. The other day I tried transplanting a flower from our raspberry patch to this walk out here. That's the picture I showed at the beginning of this video. My wife would call it a weed, but anyway, I think she'll like the flowers it produces. But that first sunny day, and the place I thought to put it, well, that place didn't turn out since there was a big slab of something under the soil, and I couldn't get it out very easily. Well, by the time I had a new home for my transplanted flower, my weed, it didn't look so healthy, and I watered it a lot, and I wondered, is this going to make it? But then it rained a little, and the next day started out cloudy, and it really perked up. It started looking like it did when I first dug it out. Well, that's a picture, a little picture, of the great work of grace that God does. He finds us sinners among the thorns of sin and evil, where we would never grow well. In fact, truth be told, He finds us dead in our sinful ways. Spiritually dead, that is, having no grace in us by nature. But God transplants us from the kingdom of darkness into the marvelous light of grace, shining His face upon us, saving us. And even though we might at times wilt spiritually, not looking so healthy as at other times, He pours His grace and Spirit upon us. He shades us under the shadow of His love. And we revive again and look better than ever, and even blossom like a beautiful flower under His love and care. But there's one more transplanting left in the life of a believer. Right now, we're like a plant in a greenhouse, you know, where the seed of the new life was planted by God in us, and He cares for us, and He feeds us, and He watches over us and protects us. But you know, greenhouse plants aren't meant to stay in a greenhouse. They're meant to be put in people's homes or yards or gardens, the final destination where they can show forth their beauty. So in this life, God plants His grace in a sinner's heart, cares for His children so very well, but at the end of our lives, He will take the finished product, so to speak, and bring it home to heaven, where our beauty will be something like the beauty of Jesus Christ Himself. What a day that will be. And all of this is possible because Jesus, the all-glorious Son, let Himself be crushed like a flower when He suffered so, giving Himself to death so that sinners like us might live. And if you think I'll be happy if my transplanted flower weed ends up thriving and flowering, imagine Jesus' joy when His children, saved by His life and sacrifice and grace, will come home to heaven all glorious like Himself. His joy will be full. So seek the Lord every day. Pray to Him that you and I may become a beautiful flower in the garden of his church, and ask him to one day transplant us into the garden above in glory for Jesus' sake.